Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Welcome in. No Wojo. He'll be back after the first of the year. He's down, it is the night before Big Peach Bowl for Michigan. So he's probably settling in for dinner with Jim Harbaugh maybe at this point. Maybe it's a 7 o'clock reservation. Wojo likes to have the later reservation when he's getting dinner and drinks and things of that nature. So he'll be back after the first of the year. And look, I temporarily lost my mind last night, and I'm sure some of you out there are listening and going, you have a mind? Like, when do you not lose your mind, Pokey? And it's a fair point. It really is. But last night was a little bit, it was a little extra, as young people love to say these days. And I don't want to yell. I don't want to get my blood pressure up. I don't want to be angry as we lead you to Pistons basketball at 6:35. But I do want to, at the very least, have another conversation about the Lions. And really, I want to center this one around Matt Patricia, okay? And in my mind, okay, this first season is just about over. Lions obviously go to Green Bay. They'll play the Packers on Sunday. Who really gives a damn? The game doesn't matter. Please lose. Try to get a top three pick, maybe a top five pick. And then you can start to talk about adding an elite talent to this team. And my goodness, we know just how desperately the Lions need to add real, legitimate playmakers to this roster, right? But as it pertains to Matt Patricia, once again came out with basically a statement in response to the report out there that suggests that he's late, to a ton of different team meetings and, things of that nature, right? Does anyone have any confidence that Matt Patricia is the right guy for the job? That he'll bounce back and in year two or year three, whatever it might be, he's going to be able to have legitimate and sustained success with the Detroit Lions? Is anyone buying that or believing that at this point? The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. And look, I get, some people are going to sit there. It's the first year. You're trying to build a program, quote unquote. You need time to get some of your guys in. You have to, figure things out if you're a rookie head coach. And I think he has struggled big time trying to understand the logistics of being a head coach in the NFL. But this strikes me as being a complete and total disaster. And it does lead me to the point of, okay, all of the distractions, the embarrassing press conferences, the embarrassing moments, whether it be calling out a media member, whether it be him having to be told basically that he can't, go out there and have his hat backwards as a head coach in the NFL. Him and this, report about him being late to team meetings and then addressing that in a press conference. There's been a lot of stuff, bad stuff, that indicates he's not fit to be a head coach in the NFL. And if it were me and I were doing this evaluation, and no, you probably don't care what my opinion is, I don't think the Lions would actually care about my opinion, but if it were me and I were Bob Quinn or I were Martha Ford, Rod Wood, whatever it is, whoever's answering these calls and making these decisions, yes, I would remove Matt Patricia and I would have zero remorse, zero regret. Honestly, it wouldn't even be that extensive of a process. Jim Caldwell was able to have some success. Now, was he a big game coach? No. Was he a guy that was going to be able to get, you know, the Lions to, I don't know, the next level of winning playoff games? No, I don't believe that. But he was better than this. And he was able to get the most out of what I would consider this a very flawed and talentless roster overall, right? So if Matt Patricia can't do as good a job as Jim Caldwell did, and again, I'm not a big Jim Caldwell guy. I wasn't a huge fan of him. But if he can't do a job better than the guy that just got fired, why should he be, without hesitation, coming back to the Lions for a second year? Like, to me, he shouldn't be allowed to come back at all. And if he is, and if Matthew Stafford is brought back, and this whole thing is basically just rinse, repeat, you know, go out there and just try this thing again, maybe the locker room will buy into this guy a season from now. Like, how can you have any confidence that things are going to change? To me, the time is now if you're going to do it. And unfortunately, when the Lions were trying to take the next step and become a real legitimate playoff team and a contender in the NFC, every other team in the NFC North decided to become legitimate. Vikings aren't going anywhere. And I know Kirk Cousins is a disaster and probably not worth the money and probably won't win any big games, but the Vikings are and will be better than you moving forward. We know what the Bears are capable of. And to me, the Bears are absolutely a little dark horse Super Bowl team. I love them. I do. You know, they remind me of what the Jacksonville Jaguars did last year. Just stout defensively, get after you, make some plays. Heck, might even score a defensive touchdown. Quarterback doesn't have to do much. They don't have the running game that the Jags did. I'll relent there. But the Bears are special. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, as long as they're there, going to be better than you. Like, isn't the time now to do an actual reset with the Lions and reshape this whole thing, move Patricia out of here, and really start to transform the roster? And I don't think that's a loser's mentality, like basically conceding and saying, you know what, we're the worst team in the NFC North right now. It's going to be a while. Probably not going to make a run. So, you know, let's retool this thing. You know, let's do this right and build it the right way. Now is as good a time as any. Because you bring Patricia back, you bring Stafford back, you bring the whole band back, and you lose, you know, some of your better veteran players on the team. They're not doing anything next year. Not in this division. Like, isn't it time the Lions have an actual reset? And a potential change of culture, a moving of Matthew Stafford, a firing of Matt Patricia. And build the defense, get some playmakers, draft a young quarterback, and start it over. Because clearly doing it this way isn't going to work. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'm just curious if anyone has any confidence that Matt Patricia is going to have sustained success with the Detroit Lions. And if your answer is no, like mine is no, I don't believe it's going to happen. I think he's a disaster. I'm sure we'll see the same thing next year from him because he's just not fit to be a head coach. Then get rid of him. Why waste another year, you know, trying to potentially make this work, like force this thing on us? It's pretty evident it won't. Let's go to Alex in Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Bogey. What's going on, man?
You tell me, dude.
Up until, like, I read what he said in the Free Press today, I was like, well, you know, let's wait and see. But, like, everything he said today was, like, a 600-word excuse. And it's like, he's got to go. But I think the problem is if he's able to make those excuses and his supervisors, Quinn, Rod Wood, the Ford family, are willing to accept that and be like, yeah, that's cool. Oh, he doesn't know how to, you know, manage his time, and therefore he can't be on time to anything. It's a top-down kind of thing. Like, I don't think Quinn's going to get the job done. I think the Ford family needs to move the team because out of Detroit, but they need to sell it to an ownership group that's going to hold, you know, the lower levels of coaching and, you know, general manager accountable. Because if you were to use that excuse as like, oh, well, I can't show up on time because everything's scheduled into such a tight window, you'd be looking for a new job, man. And if he's willing to make these excuses, like, it just was unprofessional, it was immature, and it was just like the final straw for me with this guy. It's like, well, it's his first year, he's a rookie head coach, but it's just unacceptable on, like, every level. And I think he's got to go, and I think the best thing that the Ford family could do would be to sell the team, because I don't think they care.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, look, I could do a show every single day, you know, asking asking Lions fans. So what do you think of the Ford family? Do you think they should sell the team, 248? And it would be the same discussion. I'm totally with you. I mean, look, I think it starts with ownership, and it moves on down. I think Stafford has taken on that, you know, no accountability, just, you know, going to work, you know, kind of just – not out there to win, much like the Ford family has pretty much told us for, you know, our entire lifetime. But I've almost arrived to the point too where, like, what have we done as Lions fans for our entire life? It's wait for the next regime, wait for the next guy, and maybe that'll provide some hope, and maybe they'll be able to build it the right way, right? Like, we're to the point now where the Rod Wood, Bob Quinn, Matthew Stafford, like this whole them being in charge and we're, you know, they're commandeering the ship and trying to take this thing forward. Like, we don't have hope in that anymore, right? You know, like Patricia, not going to work. No hope there. No confidence he'll turn it around. Bob Quinn, I think, has lost, you know, the good faith that you give a guy when he comes to a new team. You want to give him time to do it. You know, you don't want to just immediately go, he's going to suck, because the Lions have always sucked. But I feel like those people, I feel like they don't exist anymore. Like, I don't think anyone's confident in Bob Quinn. Nobody's confident in Matthew Stafford. And I don't think anybody's confident in Matt Patricia at this point. Like, the Lions, again, here we are, have to go through an entire reset once again. That's what I've arrived at. And it's crazy to say that. I know the joke, rebuilding since 1957. I get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.